Tonight we reflect on the sixth word. And since our final reflection will be on Good Friday when we proclaim the Gospel of John, we will switch what is traditionally listed as number 6 and 7. Tonight we'll contemplate, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit, which are the final words in the Gospel of Luke. It was now about noon, and darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon because of an eclipse of the sun. Then the veil of the temple was torn down the middle. Jesus cried out in a loud voice, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. When he had said this, he breathed his last. The entirety of our Lord's ministry, the only thing he cares about, the only thing that he is concerned with, and he says this time and time again, is to do the will of the Father, to do the will of the one who sent him. When his followers ask him to teach them how to pray, he says, pray, thy will be done. Our Lord's final prayer in freedom, before he hands himself over to be arrested, to be killed, is not my will, but your will. The only thing he cares about is fulfilling his mission. In doing so, our Lord shows us perfect and complete submission, what it looks like to abandon our will to that of God. It shows us what it can cost, how much it can hurt. Because we cannot overestimate the pain and suffering of the cross, one of the worst ways we have found to kill a human being. Isaiah, pointing to our Lord, says this. He was so disfigured that he didn't even seem human and simply no longer looked like a man. In hearing and praying with these words, my mind, my heart go with the words that Paul says at the end of his life. For I'm already being poured out like a libation, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have competed well, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. From now on, the crown of righteousness awaits me. Is this not what our Lord did? Poured himself out literally into the cup that we consume at every Mass, so in every host, every time we approach the altar, every time we adore our Lord in the Eucharist as we are doing tonight. He pours himself out for us so we can love him, know him, and take him into our very selves. And in these final words, imagine the longing of the Son. His mission is over. The suffering will end in just a matter of moments. He will return to his Father. So in the midst of the pain, there is longing, looking forward to that union. Our Lord tells us that what he came to do is to show us how much God loves us. That is the will of the Father, that we might know how much we are loved. Where Jesus tells us, I think pointing to his death, no one has greater love than this, than to lay down one's life for one's friends. I no longer call you slaves, I have called you friends. It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you. Our Lord loves us. Our Lord calls us to himself. And he spent the entirety of his public mission and ministry doing this, pouring himself out. And this time on the cross is just the climax of what had been happening for years. Fulton Sheen writes, the prodigal son is the returning of his father's house. For is not Christ the prodigal? 33 years ago, he left his father's eternal mansion and went off into the foreign country of this world. that he began to spend himself and being spent, dispensing with an infinite prodigality the divine riches of power and wisdom, and bestowing with a heavenly liberality the divine gifts of pardon and mercy. In this last hour, his whole substance is wasted among sinners, for he is giving the last drop of his precious blood for the redemption of the world. There is nothing to feed upon except the husk of human sneers and the vinegar and gall of bitter human ingratitude. He now prepares to take the road back to his Father's house, and when, yet some distance away, he sees the face of his Heavenly Father, he breaks out into the last and perfect prayer from the pulpit of the cross. Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And at this time of being tired, exhausted, and utterly spent, having nothing left to give, he acts like a child, the same as he calls us to do. And he cries for his Father. Ask him to come to him, to embrace him, to take care of him. And doesn't the Father do that? Imagine the joy to anthropomorphize God when the Father embraces the Son. It's able to say, well done. Imagine that union, which each one of us longs to participate in. This is the life, this is the act of a martyr. And every martyr shares in the same prayer of our Lord. And yet each one of us is called to be a martyr. Maybe not with our blood, but with our lives. Not doing our will, but the will of God. Every moment of our life should be lived with this prayer in our mind and in our heart, so that we might, when exhausted when working for the kingdom, we come to the Father, we can fall into his loving arms, and he can take us home to heaven, just as he does his Son.